天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听《天路导向》节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，你喜欢旅游吗？我是很喜欢旅游的。在旅游之前，我们都要做一些攻略。到达某个陌生的地方的时候，要找当地的地图来看旅游景点。朋友，你知道吗？圣经是人生旅程的地图。圣经是世界上最畅销的一本书，圣经也称为世上所有的书中之书。今天麦克牧师将带领我们进入认识圣经的系列学习，他和我们听众朋友们分享到底读圣经能给我们带来什么改变。那让我们一起来听听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight and joy to welcome you to a new series of messages.
非常欢迎你收听，这是一个新的系列信息。
We are calling this Know Your Bible.
我们把这个系列称为认识圣经。
Did you know that the Bible is the best-selling book in the whole world?
你知道吗？圣经是世界上最畅销的一本书。
And yet, oftentimes, it is the least read book.
可是常常也成为人们很少读的一本书。
Someone said the following about the Bible.
有人这样描述圣经。
The Bible contains the mind of God.
圣经传达了神的思想。
The Bible states the state of man.
圣经也陈述了人的现状。
The way of salvation.
他告诉我们救恩之道。
The doom of the sinners.
犯罪之人的结局。
And the happiness of the believer.
信主之人的福乐。
Read it and be wise.
读圣经可得智慧。
Believe it to be saved.
信圣经可以得救恩。
Practice it and be holy.
实行圣经上的教导就可以成为圣洁。
It is a traveler's map.
圣经是人生旅程的地图。
The pilgrim's staff.
是圣徒行路的手杖。
The pilot's compass.
是航海家的指南针。
The soldier's sword.
是军人手中的利剑。
Read it slowly, read it frequently.
要仔细研读和经常诵读。
And read it prayerfully.
还要带着祷告的心来读。
There is no book like it in the whole world.
圣经是世上所有的书中之书。
God chose to reveal himself to us through the Bible.
神借着圣经向我们启示他自己。
Although he used 40 different people in a span of 1500 years,
虽然他使用了四十多个人经历1500年才把这本书写成。
It all tells the same story.
但是圣经却述说同一个故事，传达同一个信息。
There is no book like it.
世上没有任何书可以和圣经相比。
And although it was written by 40 different people in a span of 1500 years,
虽然经历1500年，有40多位不同的作者来完成这部巨著。
The message is consistent throughout the book.
但圣经的信息却是连贯一致的。
The truth is this.
其实原因就在于
Because it is the word of God.
圣经是神的话语。
It is free from contradiction.
因此它不会自相矛盾。
It is free from human orchestration.
圣经不是出自人的构思。
It tells the whole truth and never hides anything.
在圣经里头，神毫无隐瞒地把真理清清楚楚地说出来。
Its writers varied in background from kings to doctors to shepherds to tax collectors.
圣经作者的背景各有特色，有国王，有医生，有牧羊人，也有税吏。
It is written in different periods in world history.
所处的历史年代也各自不同。
It is written in different parts of the world.
而且是在不同的地点写成的。
From Europe to Asia to Babylonia to the Middle East.
从欧洲、亚洲、巴比伦一直演到中东一带地方。
There is no book like it.
从来没有一本书可以和圣经媲美。
Imagine a book of science or medicine that would have been written 500 years ago.
你想想看，假如有一本科学或医学方面的著作是在500年前写成的。
And it would be as accurate and precise today as the day it was written.
而他的思想和内容从写作的时代直到今天仍然准确无误。
It's an impossibility.
那根本是不可能的。
There is no book like it.
没有一本书像圣经那样。
The Bible has 66 books.
它有66卷书。
But it contains one subject.
但只有一个主题。
The subject is Jesus Christ the Redeemer.
那就是耶稣基督是我们的救赎主。
The Old Testament tells us to look forward to his coming.
旧约圣经要我们期盼基督的降临。
And the New Testament tells us that Jesus came.
新约圣经则告诉我们他的确来了。
And that is why Jesus said,
所以耶稣说,
Abraham saw my day and rejoiced.
亚伯拉罕看见了我就欢喜。
There is no book like it.
没有一本书像圣经那样。
It contains 66 books.
虽然含有66卷书,
But it does not contain 66 different stories.
却不是66个不同的故事。
It contains the story of God's redemption from beginning to end.
它乃是向我们诉说神自始至终的救赎计划。
And that is why the unity of the Bible baffles human wisdom.
因此圣经的一致性使人类的智慧受挫折。
It defies the critics.
它引起反对者的批判。
It challenges its enemies.
它向抵挡真理的人提出挑战。
The unity of the Bible goads its opponents.
圣经的一致性激怒了那些反对圣经的人。
There is no book like it.
没有一本书像圣经那样的。
And although the Bible has been criticized, maligned for years and years,
虽然历世历代以来圣经饱受批评和毁谤。
The word of God stands tall.
但是神的话语却永远屹立不倒。
Every prophecy that says, Thus says the Lord, came to pass with precision.
在先知书里记载耶和华说的话都准确无误的应验。
Throughout history, people either love the word of God or hate the word of God.
纵观历史，总有人喜爱圣经，也有人憎恨它。
Throughout history, either the Bible changes people's lives or they try to change it.
从古到今，圣经不断改变着人的生命，也有些人试图要改变圣经。
Throughout history, emperors, despots, and dictators have sought to banish the Bible.
历代的皇朝、暴君和独裁者曾千方百计要把圣经完全消灭。
And yet they are all dead, and the word of God lives forever.
但是他们都在历史中消逝，而神的话语却永远长存。
And I cannot help but think that what despots and atheists and dictators have failed to accomplish.
可是令我痛心的是，当年这些无神论者和暴君不能够做到的事情
is being accomplished by believers today.
今天却被某些基督徒做到了。
You say, Dr. Michael, how come?
也许你会问，麦克牧师，这怎么可能呢？
by not reading, believing, and obeying God's word.
假如你不读、不信、不听从神的话，就是抛弃圣经。
Yet the word of God is the only food for the soul.
然而神的话语是我们灵魂唯一的粮食。
Listen to what God said through Moses in Deuteronomy 8:3.
神在申命记八章三节通过摩西告诉我们说，
God provided you with manna so that you may understand that man does not live by bread alone.
神将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word uttered from the mouth of God.
那是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
This verse is so significant that the Lord Jesus Christ quoted it when he was tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
当耶稣在旷野受试探的时候也曾经引用这句话，可见它是多么的重要。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that is uttered from the mouth of God.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Listen to what Job said in 23:12.
在圣经约伯记二十三章十二节里头，
He said, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
约伯说，我看中他口中的言语，过于我需用的饮食。
Not many of us have missed a lot of meals.
我们中间不按时吃饭的人并不多。
And yet, we can go for days and weeks without the food of our soul.
我们却可以几天，甚至几个礼拜都不吃灵粮。
We work hard to provide for our family, and we should.
我们为着养家而努力工作，不错，这是应该的。
We work hard to stay healthy, and we should.
我们努力保持健康，这也是正确的。
We work hard to educate our children, and we should.
我们全心全力教育子女，这是理所当然的。
But when it comes to the feeding of our souls, we allow ourselves to be satisfied with the crumbs.
但是我们却用些碎渣来喂养我们属灵的生命。
Listen to what God said through Isaiah 55:2.
神在以赛亚书五十五章二节说，
Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy?
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？
Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare.
你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
The word of God is not only food for our soul.
神的话语不仅仅是我们灵魂的粮食。
But secondly, the Bible tells us that the word of God is power for living.
同时，圣经也告诉我们，神的话语是我们生活的能力。
Here's what Paul said in Romans 1:16.
保罗在罗马书一章十六节这里说，
He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
他说，我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
因为这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
I think every one of us is looking around for power all the time.
我相信每一个人随时随地都想追寻能力。
We work hard to find power over our problems, our diseases, and our illnesses.
我们一直都努力寻找能力来克服困难、疾病和病痛。
And yet we are looking for power in the wrong places.
可是我们都搞错了找寻能力的方法。
Because the Bible said that power is the word of God.
因为圣经告诉我们，能力在神的话语里头。
It provides us with power over sin.
神的话语使我们战胜罪恶。
Power over Satan.
战胜撒旦。
Power over temptation.
胜过引诱。
Power over our circumstances.
战胜环境。
Power over our illnesses.
克服疾病。
and power to change people's lives.
并且神的话语具有改变生命的大能。
The word of God is not only food for our soul.
神的话语不单单是我们的灵粮。
It is not only power for living.
不仅仅带给我们生活的力量。
The Bible said that the word of God is a mirror.
圣经也告诉我们，神的话语是一面镜子。
I think most of us don't want to confront our failures.
很多人都不愿意面对失败。
Most people don't want to confront their hypocrisy.
很多人都不愿意承认自己的伪善。
They don't want to confront their double standards.
很多人都不承认自己没有原则。
They don't want to confront their compromises.
他们不承认自己和罪恶妥协。
They don't want to confront their complacencies.
他们不觉得自己骄傲自满。
And so they stop looking in the mirror of God's word.
所以他们不愿意读神的话语，以免看到自己糟糕的境况。
Here's what James said.
雅各说，
Anyone who listens to the word of God and does not do what it says,
听到而不行道的，
It is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror.
就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
The reason why many believers do not read, study, and obey the Word of God.
很多基督徒不读、不学，甚至不听神话语的原因。
Is because they do not want to face the facts about their lives.
就在于他们不愿意看到自己真正面目。
They pretend that everything is okay.
他们装着像没事一样。
Listen to what Hebrews 4:12 said.
希伯来书四章十二节这么说。
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit joints and marrow.
甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开。
It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So the word of God is not only food for the soul.
所以神的话语不仅是我们的灵粮。
The word of God does not only give us power for living.
它不仅带给我们生活的能力。
The word of God is not only like a mirror reflects our condition.
它也像一面镜子照出我们每个人的光景。
But the fourth and the last thing I want to tell you is that the word of God is a shower that cleanses us.
最后第四点，神的话语能够冲洗洁净我们。
Here is what Paul said to the Ephesians in 5:26.
保罗在以弗所书五章二十六节这里说。
He said the word of God is like water.
他说，神的话语就好像水一样。
Why does he say it's water?
他为什么要把神的话语比喻成水呢？
Because no matter how filthy, how dirty, how terrible you may feel on the inside,
因为无论我们里面是多么的污秽肮脏，
As soon as you hit that perfect temperature water of the Word of God, you're going to feel cleansed.
神的话语就像温度适中的清水，把我们洗得干净洁白。
Now imagine looking in the mirror and seeing all the things that need to be done to your face.
假如你在镜子前面看到了脸上的污垢。
And then you're not able to do anything about it.
你自己却不能把它弄干净的话。
Think of how frustrating that would be.
你的心情一定会很糟糕。
But thank God that is not the case.
然而感谢神，他能帮你解决这个难题。
The Bible never said that it is only a mirror that reflects our spiritual condition.
圣经不仅仅像镜子一样，反映出我们内心的幽暗。
But it is also a shower that can cleanse our hearts.
圣经也能够清洁我们的良心。
The Word of God does a total job.
神的话语具有完全的功效。
It does a perfect job.
它能彻底完成任务。
It not only shows us our problem.
神的话不仅显露我们心中的困难。
It shows you the solution to the problem by providing you with the cleansing power.
神的话语本身就带着洁净的能力，可以为我们解决难题。
I want you to listen carefully to what Peter said in 1 Peter 1:22.
请留心听彼得前书一章二十二节这里彼得所说的话。
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love of your brothers, love one another even more deeply.
他说，你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
What is Peter saying?
这是什么意思呢？
He's saying this.
他的意思就是，
If the mirror shows you resentment and bitterness in your life towards someone,
如果这面镜子照出你心中对某人心存愤恨和苦毒，
The shower will cleanse you by pouring the love of Christ into your heart toward that person.
神要借着圣经的话，把基督的爱倾倒在你心中，让你能够爱你所恨的人。
If the mirror of the Word of God reveals anger and hatred in your heart,
如果这面镜子照出你心中对某人心存怒气和怨恨，
The shower will wash you with love for others, even the unlovable.
神的话语要赐给你足够的爱心，甚至可以去爱那些不怎么可爱的人。
If the mirror of the Word of God reveals envy or jealousy or discontentment,
如果这面镜子照出你心中的嫉妒和不满，
The shower of God's Word will cleanse you and give you joy unspeakable.
神的话语要洁净你，并赐给你满足的喜乐。
If the mirror reflects immorality of any kind,
如果这面镜子照出你生活中道德方面的亏欠，
The shower of God's Word will cleanse you and bring you purity of motive and life.
神的话要洁净你，并带你过一个圣洁的生活。
I have a longing in my heart that everyone who's hearing me today,
我深深盼望你听了今天的信息之后，
would make a permanent decision today to read, believe, and obey the Word of God.
能够从现在开始就下定决心研读、相信并实行神的话语。
Because we believe that it is the food of your soul.
因为我们相信神的话就是你灵魂的食物。
And power for your life.
好使你生活得力。
And a mirror to reflect your condition.
而且反映出你的光景。
And a water that will cleanse you.
以及被主洗得干净。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师跟我们的分享和安详的翻译。耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。圣经不仅传达了神的思想，圣经也陈述了人的现状。它告诉我们救恩的道理，告诉我们犯罪之人的结局，还有信主之人的福乐。读圣经可以得到真智慧。真的，神的话就像一面镜子，可以照出我们每一个人的光景，可以照出我们内心的愤怒、苦毒、嫉妒、亏欠、怨恨等等。朋友，你想改变你的生命吗？那就拿起圣经来读，相信你和我一样，都能从圣经中得到力量，蒙主的光照，过一个圣洁的生活。 亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来电与我们分享交流您收听天路导向节目的感受。我们的电邮是导向汉语拼音 at 良友 .net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友 .net。 天路导向将提供免费两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。您可以发电邮给我们，请注明天路导向小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
这是恩典之路。